Dr. Zhang is a cotton breeder and helped us out, and you know, Chris just talked, so you know who he is. The basics of a control bat saw type lint cleaner, they were designed back in the 50s. Lint is subjected to compression and a sharp turn in the lint cleaner. Some damage is known to occur in that lint cleaner. They are excellent cleaners, excellent removing non-lint, and that's why, one reason why virtually all gins use one or more of the saw type gin stands anyway. They also remove short fiber and some long fiber, but proportionally more short fiber. Now, back in the 50s, staple length was 32 to 34, and now staple length is 40 and more in some cases. So the producers were concerned that perhaps this long, and we were too, that perhaps this longer fiber was being damaged more than it would have been, than the shorter fiber was. And that the design perhaps needed to be reviewed. And so it was on our list of things to do to try to figure out if there's evidence of this increased damage due to the long fiber of the current cultivars. So the question, has the increased fiber length of the cotton affected the fiber damage done by the saw type lint cleaner? So the procedure, choose five cotton cultivars. We plan to have them with different fiber lengths. And we get a lot of our cotton, virtually all our cotton, grown there on the station, and when we get it in, we run, take some bags and gin it and send it out for HVI values. So we knew that it was all long. We didn't have any short fiber. But this Dr. Zhang came in and he had a whole bunch of different varieties and he needed to have them ginned. And some of them were clearly shorter length. I could just tell by, you know, playing with it. So I asked him, do you have any extra of any of these cultivars? And he did with some of them. And I said, could I have that seed cotton for this test? And so this test was not planned very carefully long in advance. It was just that we wanted to do this and I didn't have the material to do it until the day that Dr. Zhang finished his test and had some cotton left over. Ginimol, similarly, using one saw type lint cleaner, obtained fiber samples before and after the lint cleaner and analyzed the fiber for length properties. That was our plan. We did it there in the micro gin, and we have three lint cleaners in there. So the first one is a traditional, solid, basic, unchanged lint cleaner, except it's narrow. The second one is the Sentinel, and the third one we do tests with. So I had my ginner open it up as much as he could to try to reduce the amount of sharp turn and reduce the gripping of the fibers that goes through that pinch point. So we had three lint cleaners, counting the Sentinel and a traditional 24D. This was the available cotton with the HVI values we had at the beginning, before I did the test. And you can see this one is pretty short. These three were Dr. Zhang's varieties, each one a little longer. And then this one was one we had. All of these grown this year, 2015, but this one is a cultivar. I don't know where my mouse there went. Cultivar that... we have a good bit of, and that one we have a good bit of also. This one was the longest, and that one the shortest. Now, I started analyzing this data. Actually, I didn't get all the data till last week, so you're going to see it's a little rough yet. But most of these cultivars showed no statistical difference in aphis fiber length by lint cleaner. One variety, the traditional lint cleaner, was better than the other two. And the second variety, the traditional lint cleaner, was worse than the other two, but they weren't different from each other. And the other varieties, there was no statistical difference between any of the three lint cleaners. That doesn't mean, well, it just means the aphis fiber length was about the same for all three lint cleaners. And so I decided there were no important differences. I got a lot more analysis of this data, but for now, there are no important differences. And I'm only going to talk about the treatment where we use the traditional 24D lint cleaner for the rest of this talk. Apis mean length by number in millimeters, before, after, and change. And so this did not support the idea that longer fiber was being damaged more in this lint cleaner, but there was something I hadn't thought about enough, I guess. The fiber strength of this 1944 was 35 gram per tex. So it was virtually off the chart strong fiber. So I imagine that has something to do with fiber breakage in a lint cleaner. We know, for example, from other research that mature fiber, there's less damage to mature fiber than immature fiber. Immature, of course, weaker. And so I think that had something to do with it. Also, it turns out these lengths weren't the same order as the HVI before we ran the test. And these two, I'm not going to talk much more about statistics. These two were not different. These two were not different. These two looked like they're different, but I don't know. I didn't run that. These others were all different. We had lots and lots of these means were statistically different. But I don't think that's what we ought to look at so much yet. I think we need to look, what does it mean to us? And so I'll go on. Now, I haven't used these fiber length distributions much. The means cover up a lot. And with a lint cleaner, I think you really need to look at the distributions. Lint cleaner damages fiber and throws out disproportionately short fiber. So it tends to keep your mean pretty even, whereas you are damaging fiber, perhaps, and improving the fiber length distribution by throwing out the short fiber. So really, to understand what the lint cleaner is doing, we need to look at the distribution. Now, in APHIS, one of the numbers that's in there, at least in our machine, is how long is how long can you be to include 5% of the longest fibers? And this is in millimeters, how long. And this, of course, is the shortest, and it's consistent. And this one is the longest, that's consistent. And the order of these is different than what I thought it would be. But looking over here at the change across the lint cleaner with this measure of the longest 5% fibers, I would say, even though these are statistically different, several of them, that there's no important difference there in these numbers. And so we're not supporting the idea that this lint cleaner is damaging the new varieties with longer fiber disproportionately, which I thought probably was the case. Okay, so now I took another look at a different look at the distribution. What percent of fibers are 1.5 inches long or longer? And that's 38.1 millimeters for the Aussies in the group. this one, you know, clearly quite a bit shorter. Only 4% of the fibers in this variety were over 1.5 inches or longer. This one, 15% for the HS26, going on down. Whereas this one is clearly the longest, the most long fiber by quite a bit. And the change, again, it looks like we're losing a lot more length quality. Losing a lot more length quality for the shorter fiber and for the longer. Although down here, this one is a pretty long, and it was shortened quite a bit. So now, years ago, all they had, I think, for length was Pyre and Suter Webb. Chris now has his electronic Pyre machine. Is that fair description? And so he ran these, and this is the data I got last week and started looking at it. And if I understood it right, what this gives you is what percent, you choose a length, and it tells you what percentage of fiber is shorter than that length. And so this one, I needed to choose something where you had some range in all the numbers, and 94% I think is really pretty long, but 94% of this one was shorter than the 30 millimeters, and only 65% of that one was shorter. So it's saying, yeah, that's right, this is the longest one, and actually, these two are pretty close. Next. But what happened when it went across the link liner? Well, in this data, it's showing a considerable drop. For both of these longer cultivars, and almost no change for some of the shortest varieties, shortest cultivars. So, also, this pyre length is quite a bit less than the aphis, that's aphis length by number. But I was always only using the aphis length by number data. Does that make sense to you, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more weight-based.
It's more, yeah, that's right. Aphis is inherently number-based, and pyre is inherently weight-based. So, maybe the comparisons aren't direct between them anyway. So, anyway, this is what I got. So, what did I conclude? I concluded that fiber length distributions are important. I think we really need to continue to work with them, especially when you're looking at the damage done by whatever machine it is. Length distributions consist of a lot of data. It's not big data in that sense, but there's a lot of data. And length distribution data is difficult to understand for the uninitiated, like I was pretty much. I've been dabbling with it, aphis length distributions, for a while, but there aren't any easy ways of saying this is better than that, or you gotta sort of come up with your own ideas, I guess. And then the length distribution data has some measurement error. That's a, going back to when I was in university, a mathematical methods course, when you take two numbers that have some variation in what all of these measurements do, and then you subtract two that are nearly the same as each other, almost all you're left with is the variation. And that's what we're seeing in some of this data. There's no important difference. Even though I had so much data that statistically it says it's significant, it's not, in my opinion, significant. It's due to this variation, and that you're just never, or not very often, going to get two sets of numbers that are different enough that you're going to measure it. Now, that 2%, that probably is different, but some of those others aren't, even though statistics will say they are different. This data set deserves more study, and it's going to get it. I'd say there's no strong evidence that there's a big difference due to the length of the fiber, but like I said, some of this, the newer fibers are stronger, so they're going to be harder to break. We probably need data with additional cottons, but it's not easy for me to obtain fiber with a staple length of 33, 34, 35, which was what we really need. I got plenty of longer fiber. Okay, and that was it. I guess I have 2 seconds for a question. Oh, what's up?
Rick, could we conclude that former calculations on fiber damage due to standard link cleaners maybe aren't so important anymore as the fiber strength becomes stronger with new varieties?
Now, I don't think you better conclude that. But if you look at all the data over the years for stronger fiber that's mature, the damage in link cleaners is pretty well controlled. And like I said, the link cleaners comb out, they take out a lot of stuff that has to be taken out, and they would disproportionately remove short fiber. So if they're running properly, we've seen data here where the length is improved by running them through a link cleaner. The average, like the upper half mean, is improved because it's taking out more short fiber than it's creating in the damage. A lot of data sets show that. So No, lick cleaners still are a problem that we have to pay attention to, and for a lot of the belt, you don't always get mature fiber either.
Just to add on to that question, you know, recommendation of getting moisture content between 6 to 7% is what.
Oh yeah, this was in that range. Yes, this was not dry, not particularly dry.
Gin much less than that. It was probably closer to 5 and maybe less.
Well, maybe closer to 4.
Yeah. Can we conclude something there?
Not based on this data. There's a lot of research out there on lick cleaners, but I better stick to this data.
We're trying to get something from you.
Something useful.
Thanks,
Rick. Thank you.
Give him a big round of applause.